Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Wars. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. Practicing self-compassion daily. I know what you're thinking, another self-improvement tip. Trust me on this one, because self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook. It's about building that inner foundation of strength and resilience we all crave in this crazy world. Think of it like this. Would you berate your best friend for tripping over their own feet? Probably not. But how often do we do that to ourselves when life throws us a curveball? So, why is self-compassion so crucial in today's hustle culture? It's simple, we've been bombarded with pressure to be perfect, to achieve more, to have it all figured out. And let's face it, that's just not realistic. Self-compassion allows us to acknowledge our imperfections, our struggles, and even our failures without judgment. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care we'd offer a loved one going through a tough time. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when you're practicing self-compassion daily. First, recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes, we all experience setbacks, and that's perfectly okay. Embracing our humanness is the foundation of self-compassion. It's about accepting that suffering is a part of life, not something to be feared or avoided. Remember that quote from Buddha. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. That means we have the power to choose how we react to challenges. Second, practice mindful awareness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, although that can be helpful. It simply means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever notice how our minds often go into overdrive when things get tough? We spiral with negative self-talk, replaying mistakes or worrying about the future. Mindful awareness helps us step back from those thought patterns and observe them without getting carried away. Third, cultivate self-kindness. This means talking to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a difficult time. Instead of harsh criticism, try offering words of encouragement and support. When you stumble, remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes as part of the learning process. Fourth, remember that you're not alone. We all face challenges and struggles in life. Connecting with others, sharing our experiences, and knowing we're not alone can be incredibly powerful. It reminds us that even in our darkest moments, there is support and understanding available. And finally, celebrate your successes big and small. Life isn't all about conquering every obstacle or achieving some grand goal. Take the time to appreciate the little victories along the way. Did you get out of bed today? That's a win. Did you complete a task that was stressing you out? High five. Think about a recent situation where you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you missed a deadline, messed up a presentation, or had a disagreement with someone you care about. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. Instead of beating yourself up, how could you offer yourself words of kindness and understanding? What would your best friend say to you in this situation? Remember, practicing self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. But by making a conscious effort to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we build a stronger foundation for resilience, happiness, and overall well-being. So here's my challenge to you. Take one step today towards practicing self-compassion. Maybe write down 3 things you're grateful for or offer yourself a small act of kindness. Share your experience with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you are worthy of love, compassion, and care. Always. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep conquering those inner battles. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.